弟兄姊妹午安。
午安。
午安。
我们很高兴再一次能够在主的恩典当中一起来学习敬拜主的话，主的灵。
I'm glad we can come together to learn about God's word this afternoon.
今天我们要继续讲神旨意之二。
I want to start the second session on God's will.
神的旨意不是对着动物说的。
God's word is not for the animals.
神的旨意就是在耶稣基督里面对着我们这个所谓的人所说所传述的。
God's word in Jesus Christ is for human beings, for you and I.
不管你今天喜不喜欢 who you are,
no matter who you are,
只要你是一个人，
if you are a human being,
你就必须明白神的旨意。
You want to know God's will.
遵守他的旨意。
You want to obey His will.
进入他的旨意。
You want to enter into His will.
就像刚刚所念的罗马书八章二十八节。
Just like the scripture we just read in Romans.
万事互相效力。
All things work together for the good of those.
叫爱神的人得益处。
That we know all things work together for good of those who love you.
什么叫爱神的人？
What are those who love you?
就是那些爱而且根据他的 purpose 行事的人。
The people who love him and live according to his purpose for them.
我请问弟兄姊妹一件事情。
Let me ask you a thing, one thing.
火车是在轨道上比较自由还是在水泥地上比较自由啊？
Where can a train travel more freely? On a country road or on the railroad?
来，年轻人回答。
Please answer the question. You over there.
火车在轨道上走比较自由，还是火车在路上走比较自由？
The train can travel more at liberty.
Okay, you. 在轨道上，是不是？你懂意思了吗？
You know why?
今天我们都要求我们要自由。
Today we ask to be completely free.
今天我要求我的意愿可以彰显。
I want to do whatever I want to do.
结果你什么也到不了。
But in the end, we cannot accomplish anything.
你只是在那边绕行。
Very often, we are just going around.
你到不了目的地。
We never reach our destination.
你一生当中没有目标，
There is no purpose.
也没有目的地，
There is no destination.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
为什么我里面有这个负担？
I have a strong burden within me.
有十二次专门讲神的旨意。
12 times I want to preach to you God's will.
不是我的旨意，
Not what my will.
是我们一起来主的话语里面，
But together from the scripture.
面向着为我们死而复活的耶稣基督。
We want to come to faith to know the Christ who died for us.
不只是学习他的旨意。
Not only to know his will.
而且要信他的旨意。
We want to believe his will.
也要信任他。
We also want to trust in him.
让圣灵在我们里面工作。
So the Spirit will work within us.
好叫他带我们进入那个目的里面。
So that he can lead us to the final destination.
彼得前书二章一节。
In the first Peter chapter two.
他说得好清楚。
The scripture teach us.
你们既离开那些邪恶假善。
Since you have been away from this false teaching.
就要爱慕纯净的灵奶。
You must long for the pure spiritual milk.
像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。
Like a newborn baby longing for the breast milk.
以致渐长而得救。
So you can grow in faith.
哦，我以为是信了就得救了。
I thought once you believe, you are saved.
但这句经文告诉我们，要吃灵奶，要渐渐长大，然后得救。
But the scripture teaches us that you must feed on the spiritual milk so that we can grow.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers, sisters,
年长的年轻的，
Whether you are young and old,
我们要知道一件事情。
We must all know.
当我们得救了以后
，After we are saved，
我们要竭力的明白神的旨意。
We must strive to know God's will.
神的旨意只有在清楚在圣经上面所告诉我们、启示我们的。
God's will is revealed in the Bible.
我们一旦慢慢的明白、渐渐的明白、更多的明白。
As we gradually come to understand God's will.
我们这个人里面的生命就逐渐长大。
Your spiritual life will begin to grow.
我们就得着神所以救我们的目的。
And we can recognize God's purpose for our life.
记住我。
Remember.
任何一件妈妈在儿女身上做的事都有目的的。
Everything a parent done for the child has a purpose.
任何一个父亲在子女身上所要求他的。
Also, just like a father, also have a purpose for the child.
必有长远的目的。
He might have a long-term goal.
何况我们这个人，何况我们的神。
Even more, our heavenly father.
他在我们的身上，在我们生命中
，in our life and in our life, he has a purpose for you.
有极深的旨意。
God have a purpose for us.
而且神乐意将他的旨意告诉我们。
And God want to reveal his will to us.
所以我们就不避讳的要讲神的旨意。
So that we must meditate on God's will in our life.
好，我们看第一章。
Let's go to first chapter.
第一页没有吗
？First page。
好。
不在后是不是这个？
哦，有啊，哦、yeah. 这里。好，我们要念《使徒行传》20章20节，还有26节。这是保罗。打发人到以弗所去把教会的长老请来对他们说的话。
This is the message that the Paul proclaimed to the elders in the church.
好，我们一起念。
你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，关乎神的旨意，我没有一样避讳不说的。或在众人面前，或在个人家中，我都教导你们。你们中间无论何人灭亡
罪
不在
我
身上。
他有一件事情他没有任何理由不说。
He said, I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole counsel of God.
神的旨意
God's will
就是我们生命的指标和方向。
Is the guidepost in our life.
也是我们生命一生所要追求的。
So the goal for which our life are searching.
就像铁路，就像火车在铁轨上面行走。
As the train is on the track.
有耳可听的都要听。
Whoever has ear, you must hear.
第二个，以弗所书1章15节。
Yes, next verse is Ephesians.
我们上次已经念过了。
We read that last time.
再来一次。
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将
那智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们真知道他的恩召有何等指望。他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
I keep asking God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eye of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which you areHe has called you and reached to his glorious inheritance in his holy people.
请大家特别注意。
Please pay attention.
创造宇宙天地伟大的神
the great God who created the universe,
已经将他的计划借着耶稣基督全然在圣经当中显明出来
His great God reveals his plan to us in the Bible.
神是定这个计划的那一位神
He is the one that set the plan for the universe.
他把这个计划定下来，就是给我们人的生命去遵守的。
He set the plan so that we can follow it in our lives.
所以我们唯一可行的路
，The only path that's available to us.
听见主的旨意
is to hear His will.
也要相信所告诉我们的话
，To believe His words.
持续的信任耶稣
，Persistently believe what He said.
接受圣灵。
Receive the Holy Spirit,
这样让我们一天一天更多的知道他
so that day by day we come to know him better,
更多的认识他
we can come to know him better,
直到完全的日子
until the day of completion.
弟兄姊妹
My brothers, sisters,
圣经是指着耶稣基督这个人所说的
the purpose for the Bible is to point out Jesus Christ.
离开了耶稣基督就没有神的旨意
Without Jesus Christ, you cannot understand God's will.
他不是一个道理
That is not a principle.
他是一个生命的道
He is the word of life.
耶稣不是宗教家
He is not a religious leader.
耶稣告诉我们他是道路真理生命
Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
他赐给我们生命
He gave us life.
他让我们有一条可走的路
He provide a path for us.
他让我们在这条路上面明白真道
So that in this path we can know the truth.
若不借着他没有人能够到父那里去
Without him nobody can come to the father.
我们以为这句话就是有一天他拿一个梯子下来我们就爬上去就到天堂了
We are thinking of someday in the future a ladder from heaven might come down so we can go up
到天堂不是靠我们爬进去的
But to go to heaven is not depend on our effort
不是靠着我们谁的大腿有力就爬得上去
Now how strong are your leg muscles
都是神的恩典
These are all from God's grace
都是神的怜悯
So from his mercy,
我们要仰望他的怜悯
we must look to his mercy,
直到永生
until the end of time.
耶稣基督不但是神
Not only is Jesus Christ God,
他也是生命的赐予者
He is also the giver of life.
所以圣经是一个生命的书
That's why the Bible is a book about life.
所有里面的字句
All the scripture
都是被神吹气的
is all from the breath of God
都是圣灵带领我们可以进入明白活出来的
through the leading of the Holy Spirit is something we can live on
要明白神的旨意
to understand God's will
做一个真真实实重生的基督徒
to become a truly born again Christian
我们里面就必须靠着他的旨意往前行
From within, we must depend on God's will to move forward.
我们必须靠着神的话生命渐渐长大
We must depend on his words so our life can grow.
我们如果不这样子
Without them,
我们到教会来
we come to the church.
我们就学习知道一点有关耶稣的事
We might learn something about Jesus Christ.
我们来这边就拍拍手唱唱歌
Sometimes we clap our hand and we sing him.
因为我们礼拜一到礼拜六太无聊
Because for a whole week we have been very bored.
太辛苦
We have been working hard.
所以我礼拜天就来拍拍手
So I come here and clap my hand.
然后那个兴奋到吃晚饭的时候还在
So even I, after dinner I feel excited.
最好教会每个礼拜天晚上都有聚会都有聚餐
Better yet.Church provide dinner.
那来的人就更多了。
We will have even more people coming.
礼拜一早上醒来的时候
So when we wake up in the Monday,
又想到礼拜天最好。
We long for Sunday again.
这个不是教会。
But that is not a church.
这是我们的肉体。
This is for our physical need.
我们来到这里。 不是满足我们肉体的需要。
Not to satisfy our physical need.
我们来到这里，只有一个祷告。
To pray.
愿启示和智慧的灵。
May the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
赏给我们。
Be given to us.
叫我们渐渐的。
So that we can come to know him.
更多的。
More.
持续的。来认识他、
so、we can come to know him,
直到完全的地步
come to know him until completion.
我们祷告
Let's pray.
主耶稣我们感谢你
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
愿你自己怜悯我们
May you have mercy on us.
灵住在我们里面
May your spirit dwell within us.
叫我们领会有关你的生命并且能够接受你自己的话
so that we can come to understand your words and receive your life
愿启示和智慧的灵
may the spirit of wisdom and revelation
与我们同在
be with us
讲的听的都蒙造就
so all of us here can all be edified
荣耀先归给神
we glorify your name Lord
祝福你自己的话
bless your words
讲明你的旨意
reveal your revelation
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告阿们好我们再看了啊路加六章四十四节
In the book of Luke, chapter 6.
来弟兄姊妹请念
凡树木看果子就可以认出他来人住在境界上摘无花果也不是从自己里摘葡萄
注意
look at the verse.
从一个树看它的果子就知道这个树怎么回事
by the fruit you can know the tree
一个果树本来它就要结果子的
every fruit tree will bear fruit
但是橘子树结不出柠檬
But the orange tree will not bear a lemon.
苹果树也结不出橘子
Nor can the apple tree come out a bear orange.
今天神告诉我们
Today God tell us
这个种子撒在好土里面了
When the good seed is put in the good soil
它就要结实三十六十一百倍
It will sprout into 60 times 30 times, 60 times.
但是我们必须给这个果树有一个对的生长环境
The fruit tree got to be in a good environment.
还有充分的养料的供应
It has to be sufficient nutrition.
这跟我们信主的生活是一样的
It's very similar to our spiritual life.
耶稣告诉我们
Jesus Christ teach us.
你们若不结果子
If you do not bear fruit,
我就把你摘掉
you will be cast aside.
你如果多结果子
If you bear many fruit,
我就剪一剪
you will be trimmed.
叫你结果子更多
so you can bear abundant fruit.
我们才过了圣诞节对不对啊
we're just past Christmas.
很多人家都去买这个 Christmas tree
Everybody has Christmas tree at home.
Christmas tree 是活的还是死的？
Is it a fake Christmas tree or live Christmas tree?
都是死的，对不对？
Mostly are dry.
它已经被切下来了。
It's been separated.
它跟生命的源头分开了。
It's been separated from the source.
所以为什么圣诞树上面要怎么样？要张灯结彩啊
？That's why you need to put a lot of decorations.
死的树好不好看
Otherwise, the tree doesn't look good.
一定会被锯子全部锯掉
Because it was a dead tree.
我们今天信耶稣
Today we come to believe in Jesus Christ.
如果不懂得生命的果子
If we do not bear any fruit,
如果不懂得认得神的旨意叫我们渐渐长大
If we do not know God's will so that we can grow,
我们就每天自己去买一个橘子绑在上面明天买个柠檬摆在上面
We're going to try to purchase an orange today and then maybe a lemon another day.
为什么
Why?
心理作假
Because we become a hypocrite.
今天许多人到教会里面来。
Many people come to church.
就是一个作假的人。
He hypocritical.
没有，还要去买来装饰。
They don't have it, but they want to put on.
明明心里愁苦。
Even though they are so anxious.
心里没有盼望。
They don't feel hope.
强装欢笑。
But they want to pretend to be joyful.
白忙一场。
All these are in vain.
你们家里买的圣诞树。
You have the Christmas tree at home.
装的最好的装饰品。
You've got many colorful decorations.
一月六号到的时候。
January 6.
你怎么处理这棵树啊？
What do you do with the Christmas tree?
留到明年用是不是啊？
Save until next year.
你把它丢到外面，让这个垃圾车子全部带走。
Usually you put aside for garbage truck.
我们今天也是从主那边得着属灵的生命。
Today we have received spiritual life from God.
求神帮我们摆在一个对的环境里面。
We pray God will put us in a very good environment.
赐我们对的供应的养分。
Provide us with right nutrition.
好叫生命里面真实的结出果子开花。
So indeed our life will bear fruit.
像上一月三号我们来的时候，苏神也给我送我们一人一个这个水仙花。他跟我讲回去水不要摆太满。
He said, don't put too much water in it.
只要到这里。
Just right there.
阴凉就好。
Keep it in the shade.
他到了春节前面就要开花。
Because it will be flowered by New Year's.
我们回去以后就把它摆在阴凉的地方。
Put in the shade area.
然后每天看看水。
I put some water every day.
一个礼拜前都开小黄花了。很好看，是不是？不要做假装的基督徒。
Don't be a fake Christian.
让神的灵借着神的话，
May God's Spirit through His words
结出圣灵的果子来，
Bear fruit in our life.
叫我们能够荣耀神。
So that our life can honor Him.
这是我们的生命。
This is our life.
好，我们看下面一个。送来这个都没有，不是按照次序来的哈。
这个大概在这里。
哦，好。
那个是练的经文。
哦，对不起，因为上一次是在上面，今天我就按上面来讲。好，来我们看马太福音十章四十二节。
Let's go to Matthew chapter ten。
大家一起来听。
无论何人
因为门徒的名把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得奖赏。
Tell you, whoever gets the least, gets a couple of drinks to the least of my brother, he will be rewarded.
什么叫拿一个小凉水给最小的弟兄们喝？
Small cup of water to the least of my brother.
这就是我们讨厌的地方。
This is something that we really despise.
我们都觉得自己很大。
We feel that we are important.
大家都是小。
Everybody else are small.
但耶稣告诉我们。
But Jesus Christ teach us.
或男或女。
Whether you are man or woman.
或犹太人或外邦人。
Whether you are Gentile or Greek or Jews.
如今都是耶稣基督重价宝血买赎回来的。
We are all together redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
所以在你们中间不可分门别类。
So that there should not be division among you.
是不是这样子啊？
Isn't this what the Bible teach?
但如果没有神的话来帮助我们，我们到今天最多最多最多。
But without God's word to help us.
我们只是把教会当作我们一个属灵的家。
We can only at best treat the church as a spiritual home.
所以每个礼拜天我们就回家看看。
So every Sunday we come back home to check.
弟兄们姊妹们，如果我们里面是这样的想法，我们就大错特错了。
If that's your idea of church, you are wrong.
今天圣经所告诉我们的
Today the Bible teach us,
当主耶稣基督用重价宝血把我们买赎回来
When you are purchased by the blood full price with a high price,
就归给他自己成为身上的肢体
You are indeed become part of his body.
注意哦，我们礼拜天、礼拜六、礼拜三一起见面的时候，我们是身体中的互作肢体的。
When we meet on Wednesday and other weekday, we are still all part of that body.
小拇指流血了。
When the little pinky is bleeding.
这个大拇指有什么了不起啊
？What's so great about the thumb?
大拇指就会拿一些 ointment 药膏去把小拇指涂一涂，是不是？
那我们又不是什么 oil on the pinky。
这里告诉我们，倒一杯小凉水给小弟兄。
When you give a cup of water to the least of the brother,
有什么了不起啊
？What's so great about that?
不是了不起的事情。
It's not something great.
那是你我真真实实明白了，我们在教会当中是。同坐肢体的
，because we recognize we are all in the same body。
我们不是来教会当中一同欢乐的。
We are not come here merely to celebrate。
我们不是因为礼拜一到礼拜六在外面太无聊了，礼拜天我们就来看看。
Not just because that we are working hard during the week, we want to come back to church。
只要一天持续的在耶稣基督里面。
To spend one day in Jesus Christ.
我们都是持续的在耶稣基督身体上做肢体。
Because we are continuously all the time as body of Christ.
左手上面有一个蚊子正要叮你的时候。
When a mosquito is biting on the left hand.
右手怎么说啊
？How would the right hand do?
给我两百块。
Give me $200 first.
两百五。
$250. And I'll.
然后我帮你打掉。
And I'll.
有没有一个右手是这样子的
Is that how the right hand operates?
有没有
没有
纵然右手酸痛的时候
Even your right hand is already very tired
他也会去帮他打一下
It will try to help
因为什么
Why?
我们都是一个身体上的肢体
Because it's all part of the same body
弟兄姊妹懂了没有
My brother sister do you understand?
保罗在大马色路上拿着文书的状子去抓基督徒下到监里的时候
On the way to Damascus, Paul was on the way to jail Christians.
天上有大光照到他
A great light shined on him.
他就从马上面摔下来
He fell off the horse.
天上的人声音问他扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我
Voice from heaven said that Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
他跟天上说，我什么时候迫害你呀？
Paul said, when did I persecute you?
后来他被打倒之后，从大马色到了亚拉伯，在亚拉伯三年之后，再回到大马色开始传福音的时候，他讲了一句话。
After 3 years of training in my God.Paul said,
神救人的旨意
God's will to save people
不是人传给我的
This did not come from human hand
是耶稣基督亲自启示我的
This I received from the hand of Jesus Christ
他不是神器他从那一天开始他明白了当他逼迫基督徒的时候等于是逼迫耶稣
He realized the day that he was persecuting the Christian, he was persecuting Christ.
耶稣是头
Christ is the head.
基督徒都是耶稣身上的肢体
Christian are part of the body.
中国有一句话说十指连心是不是
Chinese said that all the fingers are connected to the heart.
中指被咬一下痛痛到心里面去
So that's why when the fingers prick, the heart hurts.
我什么时候逼迫你
When did I persecute?
主耶稣告诉他，当你逼迫那些人的时候，你就是逼迫我。
Jesus said that when you persecute my brother, you persecuted me.
所以保罗会把以弗所教会的长老告请来。
That's why Paul get together all the elders, all the Ephesians church.
一切从上面来的旨意。
All the will that come from above.
一切我所蒙的启示。
All the revelation I have received.
我没有避讳不说的。
I am not hesitant to proclaim to you.
愿神也帮助我们。
May God also help us.
不是要讨人的喜欢。
Not to please people.
乃是要讨神的喜悦。
God,
我们该告诉人的事情
whatever we must proclaim,
我们一定要告诉人。
We must let them know.
这样
in the same way.
就像在使徒行传里面讲的
Just like in the book of Acts.
这样你们的罪就与我无干了。
So that the their blood would not be count against you.
所以记住今天地上有多少行善的团体有没有啊
？There are so many organizations that try to do good.
我不讲他们是谁了。
I don't even mention.
因为我十个指头都做讲不完嘛，它有太多了。
Yeah, just too many of them.
可是他每做的一件事都在神面前不蒙悦纳。
But do you know many of the things they do are not pleasing to God?
他不只是拿一杯小凉水啊。
They not only get a little cup of water.
他还每个人送一个 Dunkin' Donut， 那你就觉得 Dunkin' Donut better than 小凉水。对不起，我喝一口啊。但是那个不得奖赏。我真心的希望我们当中的基督徒。
I truly hope that all the Christians here,
同作肢体的弟兄姊妹
as we are part of the same body,
能够明白神的旨意
we can all together understand God's will,
让你在所信的道上
so that on your path of faith,
又长进又喜乐
you can grow and full of joy,
就好像火车在轨道上一样
just as a train,travel on the track,
要去 Philadelphia, 就一定到 Philadelphia,
You will reach your destination.
再到 DC Baltimore 一定可以到。
You will go to get to wherever you want to go.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
好，我们再看。我这里写了啊，人失败了。
I have something written here that when we fail.
但是神的旨意不受拦阻。
God's will will not be deterred.
就像今天你一个三岁的小孩
So today you are a three-year-old kid.
跟你去 supermarket 买了这个 bottle water.
You go to buy water in the supermarket.
你从 garage 出来的时候他一定跟你讲什么
When you come out of the garage, he will tell you.
Let me hold it.
Let me carry it.
Let me carry it.
你
讲对了，你遇到
这小孩子了。
他说让我来提
let me carry them.
多少时候你不让他提他怎么样啊大哭
if you don't let them carry it, they might cry.
你让他提呢
but if you let them do the job,
爬楼梯的时候他爬不动
you will not be able to get up the stairway.
他把这个丢掉
and you will begin to drop them.
我们今天在神面前就是如此
we, in the same way we are before God.
但是难道这瓶水就上不了楼上吗
Does that mean the water will never go up to the second floor?
No, 妈妈爸爸会把它继续抬上去一直到这个水该去的位置
You can be sure the parent will bring them up.
人犯罪了
We may have sinned.
我们离开了神的旨意
We are separated from God's will.
但是感谢主
But we thank God.
没有因为如此
not one of us.
神的旨意就受拦阻了
And God's will in our life will be hindered.
相反的神为我们预备了永远的救恩
Indeed, God has provided eternal salvation for us.
叫我们若不靠着他就不能得救
So whoever depends on him will be saved.
今天我们再念一段圣经
Let's read another scripture.
我看下次还是打上的比较好把这个看不清楚 就这样这样打给弟兄姊妹都看啊，很清楚。
因
为我个人觉得一定要好好的念主的话。
Because we must read the scripture.
我的话忘记了没有关系啊。
You can forget my word.
但是主的话一定不要忘记。
But God's word you must remember.
因为拯救我们的，赐我们盼望的是他的话。
Because the thing that save us, give us peace.
哎呀，所以拜托一下，下一次啊，多花一点劳苦，吴坚也帮我劳苦啊，他要上班啊，我也来打这个，所以大家一起同心合意，兴旺福音啊，叫神的名得荣耀。
Together we will work out God's glory.
来，我们看罗马书中间，罗马书七章十八节。
This is in the book of Romans.
我们一起念，请。
在
我里面，就是我肉体之中，没有良善。我想做的，我不去做；我不想做的，却一直去做。
There is no goodness in me. What I want to do, I do not do. What I do not want to do, I keep on doing.
这句话下面还有说，我真是苦啊。
He's a wretched man I am.
谁能救我脱离这取死的肉体呢？
Who can save me from this body of death?
我不想做的，我一直去做。
What I do not want to do, I keep on doing them.
我想做的，我却做不来。
The thing I want to do, yet I don't do them.
我好苦哦。
The wretched man that I am.
当时候有一个死刑的方法。
In the old days, there is a death penalty.
除了枪毙砍头
Besides, shoot you or chop your head off,
定十字架
put you on the cross,
on the wood,
on the wood.
还有一种
There's another punishment.
就是被判死刑的那一个活人
Those who are being sentenced to death.
在他执行死刑的时候
When they are doing the death penalty.
他会去找到一个已经死掉的死人。
They would find a dead corpse.
这个是判死刑的，被判死刑的活人。
This is a living person who are under the penalty of death.
这个是去冰箱里面找出来一个刚刚死掉的人。
And there is a corpse.
所以把这个两个人摆在一起。
Tie two of them together.
鼻子对鼻子。
Nose to nose.
嘴巴对嘴巴。胸部对胸部
shoulder to shoulder,
大腿对大腿
leg to leg,
然后全部绑起来
wrap them together,
然后把它摆到野外去
and then put them, aside.
这一个被判死刑的活人
This living person,
他就看着那一个死人
he's face to face with the corpse,
一天一天的死掉
gradually he's also died.
圣经里面告诉我们，我里面有一个死人。
The Bible teaches us that there's a dead body within me.
这个死人不是不动的。
This dead body is still alive.
这个死人是与神的旨意作对的。
This dead old person that is separate from God.
到下午两点钟要聚会了。
When the time is 2:30 to go to church.
我想去。
I want to go.
我里面那个人说不要去。
The person within told me not to go.
今天下午有球赛。非常精彩
Stay home, stay home.
看球赛
watch the game.
每一次我里面都有声音
Every time I heard a voice within,
因为我们犯罪以后
After we sin,
我们的心就向神离开了
Our heart was separated.
凡神所喜悦的我里面都不要
Whatever is pleasing to God is something I do not want.
亚当夏娃犯罪以后，他们去哪里了？
What happened to Adam and Eve after they sinned?
去哪里了？
Where did they go?
他们去夏威夷。
为
什么？
Why?
神找到他们的时候，他们用什么？穿一个什么？
裙子。
草裙是不是？用叶子编成的裙子。
那个straw skirt。
开玩笑啊、哦！记住一件事情，
Just remember one thing.
我们必须在神旨意的轨道上前行。
We must stay on the track of God's will.
因为这个旨意就是神的灵。
Because the God's word is His spirit.
带着他的话。
Through His word.
住在我们里面。
Dwell within us.
所以这个灵要致死我们的肉体。
That's why the spirit must put to death our physical body.
施洗约翰最后怎么说？
What did John say?
当他听到耶稣基督的时候说
When he said, I heard Christ,
愿你兴旺，
我必衰微，
愿我衰微。
He said, you must increase, I must decrease.
记住我的 beings, 我的 self beings 里面的这个东西，
My inner person
是这么高的，
is very high.Very high up.
所以英文上面说爱要大写，是不是爱写爱？爱大写，就怕人家看不到。
That's why in English, 爱 is always in capital.
中文的爱怎么写啊？
How about in Chinese?
鄙人。
鄙人。
怎么写？写这么小。你一定要用放大镜才看得到。
In Chinese, we put lowly person.
什么意思？都是要人家注意你而已啊。
Because we want to draw attention to I.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面讨厌的那个人，
There's something that is despicable within us.
因着我们认识了耶稣基督，
Through coming to know Jesus Christ.
我们也要常常祷告，
Through we must pray constantly.
主啊，
Father.
愿你的灵兴旺，
May your spirit prosper.
愿我这个讨厌的老我衰微。
Also decrease.
他常常踩着我们。
Because they are always on us.
让我们自己少发动。
So we will not promote ourselves.
我们就可以让神的旨意显明出来。
Like God's will will be magnified in our lives.
你想想看。
Think about.
如果你很少读圣经。
You seldom read the Bible.
很少祷告。
You seldom pray.
你只有礼拜天来 clap the hand.
Come here to clap your hand.
你里面的人怎么会小呢？
How can the inner person be small?
他小了谁大？
Who is bigger?
只有当神的旨意，神的灵住在我们里面的时候，我里面讨厌我的自己，我才会说主啊，愿你兴旺，愿我衰微。
When the spirit of God dwells within us, then we will despise ourselves and pray that may He increase that we decrease.
我们这一个肉体的人失败了。
Our physical body has failed.
但神的旨意没有失败。
But God's will prosper.
因为神从当初造人的时候就在我们里面吹了气，对不对？创世纪说他用地上的尘土造人，并且在他的鼻子吹了一口气，生命，他就成了有灵的活人。
Genesis 5 God said that He breathed the breath of life into the nostril so that when we become a living being.
这就等于在传道书里面告诉我们，他把永生摆在我们里面。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, He said that He put eternity in our heart.
他为了一个目的，
For one purpose.
叫我们因着圣灵，神的灵的内住，我们可以明白神的旨意。
Through the controlling of the spirit, we can come to know Him.
但是我们里面的因为犯罪，以弗所书说
，In the book of Ephesians, because of the sin,
我死在罪恶过犯之中，他叫我们活过来。
We are dead in sin, yet He revives us.
我们既然在死在罪恶过犯之中
，While we were dead in sin,
什么叫死啊
？What is dead?
就是我里面的灵没有功用了。
That's my spiritual part no longer functions.
这个人死在麻将桌上。
Just like a guy who is dead on the gambling table.
什么意思
？What does it mean?
他死了吗
？Is he dead?
他没有死。
He's not dead yet.
他是胜不过麻将桌子，对不对
？He just cannot overcome the gambling.
他太太叫他的时候，他理不理啊
？When the wife call him,
也不理。
Ignore.
这就是死的光景。
That is the condition of being dead.
死就是没有功用了。
Mm. cannot function.
他的心跟他太太中间没有功用。
There is no connection between the wife and the man.
第二个，抵挡不住试探。
Cannot overcome the temptation.
死在其中。
He is already dead within the temptation.
记住，房子可以倒塌。
Remember the house will fall.
房子的根基呢，却是十分稳固。
But yet the foundation is remains firm.
我们的肉体可以失败。
Our body can fail.
但感谢主，他永远不变的旨意不能改变。
But thank God, God's will will triumph.
今天神还要借在住在我们里面那个虽然不再功用的灵。
God still want to use the spirit that is not functioning well within us.
但是借着灵的地位。
But because of the spirit,
神今天要来恢复我们。
God want to revive us.
什么叫做福音？
What is gospel?
福音就是若有人在基督里。
Gospel is whoever is in Christ.
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
旧事已过。
All things are passed away.
都变成新的了。
Everything has become new.
懂意思了啊？
This is what it means.
好，我们看一个地方来。我这边写的道成肉身有没有？
有。
好。
We talk about will become flesh.
我们请姊妹先念道成肉身那一行，请姊妹念。
神在人的形状里彰显他自己。
好，下面耶稣基督降生以前预言说他的名字要叫以马内利。弟兄念以马内利什么意思啊？
借着他，神要与我们同在。
借着他，神要与我们同在。神要在人的形状里彰显他自己。我再说的清楚一点，神要在那个人里面彰显他自己。借着那个人。神要与我们同在。
God want to be with us.
啊，约翰一章一节十四节都很清楚。来，我们起念。
太
初有道，道与神同在，道就是道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
He was with God in the beginning.
记住，道成了肉身。
The world become flesh.
原来是尘土成了肉身。
From the beginning was dust become a body.
神吹气在这个尘土里面。
God breathed the breath of life.
他就成了有灵的活人。
And he become a living being.
但是有灵的活人失败了。
Yet the living being failed.
但神没有改变他的心意。
God has not changed his will.
他的旨意必须借着人显明出来。
God's will will be manifested.
不然耶稣怎么这样讲？
That's why Jesus said.
我父做事直到如今。
My father continue working until today.
我也做事。
I will work.
我工作。
I work.
你们将来要做比我更大的事。
You will do even greater work.
你们是指谁啊？
Who are you?
就是我们这些有圣灵内住、蒙圣灵充满的人，借着主耶稣基督的灵，我们要把福音更多的传遍。
You refer to those who have been drawn by the Spirit. We are the ones who will spread that word to the end of the world.
好，我们看哥罗西书一章十五节，弟兄姊妹，你要认真听我讲这节这段圣经啊、哦。哥罗西书一章十五节，我们一起念。
爱子
是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造以先的，他是教会全体之首，是从死里首先复生的。
The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, seen in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether throne or power or ruler or authority, all things have been created through him and for him.
We are created in the image of God. 我们是按照神的形象造的。
We are all created in God's image.
但是神的爱子，独生爱子耶稣基督就是神的像。
Yet, but the Son is the image of the invisible God.
他就完完全全的是神 uniqueness.
He is completely the God, the God.
他是首先的。
He is the beginning.
这里说首生了。
He was the firstborn.
其实就是万古以先他就有了。
Before the creation of time, he was there.
他在一切被造以先的。
He was before all creation.
耶稣基督是神。
Jesus Christ was God.
耶稣基督是神的像。
He is the image of the invisible God.
他与神是同存同荣的。
He was there with God from the beginning.
而且他们是自有拥有的。
He was there eternally.
在一切被造以先，他们就已经在了。
Before anything was created,
讲清楚了没有？讲清楚了，那什么叫首生的？
What does it mean, the firstborn?
今天如果外面有一个果树，
If there is a fruit tree outside,
今年四月初开始春天来了，
Spring will come in April.
有一天突然结了一个小黄颜色的柳丁出来了，
Might have a small orange.
如果第一个出来的是小的柳丁，你相信第二个出来的水果是什么样子？
How would you guess the second fruit will be?
一样，就这句话。首生的，就是在神心目当中那个人应该有的样子。
The firstborn was the image of what the man was meant.
圣经说亚当是首先的人。
The Bible said Adam was the first man.
但失败了。
But he fell.
耶稣基督来是末后的亚当，是末后的人。
He was a later Adam.
是属灵的。
He's also spiritual.
要把我们带进属灵的光景里面。
He will bring us into that spiritual truth.
所以记住，他来有好几件事情。
There are many things that Jesus, why Jesus came.
是神脑筋当中永远人的模样。
In him are the image of what man's image ought to be.
如今这个人的模样道成了肉身来到地上。
Now this image come to it in the body.
把神完全显现在肉身里面。
So that he revealed the invisible God in the body.
他又是教会全体之首。
He is also the head of the church.
我们在他里面就成为他身体上的肢体。
We are within him the body.
也是从死里首先复生的。
We are also the first one to be resurrected from death.
不得了啊。
This is amazing.
这是神给我们看见的。
This is what is revealed.
我们纵然失败。
Even though we fail.
耶稣基督永生神的像，永生神首生的、首先的，末后来到地上，叫我们看见我们一个人该怎么样。
That image of God revealed to us what we ought to be, what we will become.
所以当时候尼哥底母。
That's why when Nicodemus come.
全世界很少这种人啊。
Very few people like him.
Nicodemus 圣经上面写，你回去看啊，约翰福音第三章。
It's in the book of John chapter 3.
圣经说他是犹太人的官。
The Bible said that he's a leader of the Jews.
他是以色列人的老师。
He's a teacher among the Israelites.
他又是宗教家。
He's a religious leader.
不得了，圣经有两个人我以前羡慕的不得了。
Yeah, two people I really envy.
一个叫尼哥底母 Nicodemus.
One is Nicodemus.
另外一个就是少年的官 ，the young rich ruler.
The other one is the young rich ruler.
哪一个人是 young rich ruler? Raise your hand.
Who is the young rich ruler here?
我们当中有很多有钱的。
I know many people are here.
But I believe you're getting old, right?
You will get old.
Young, rich, 什么高富帅啊，白富美的，对不对啊？
Young rich.
Maybe don't repeat that, please. 尼哥底母半夜偷偷来看耶稣，有没有？
Nicodemus come to visit Jesus Christ.
尼哥底母跟耶稣讲什么？
What did he talk to Jesus about?
我知道你是从神那里来做师父的。
We know you are sent by God.
主耶稣没有说不敢当啊，对不起，不敢当，没有。主耶稣直接回答他。
Jesus did not refuse him. Jesus said.
我不是来让你做师父的，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus said that a man cannot see God. You must be born again to see God.
你看，尼哥底母从那一天他就问了耶稣，人再回到妈妈的肚子里再生出来，怎么生呢？都老了。
Nicodemus replied, when a man is old, how can he be born again?
懂意思吗？宗教家不懂得神的旨意。
The religious leader cannot understand God's will.
教育家不懂得神的旨意。
Educator cannot understand God's will.
政治家做官的不懂得神的心意。
Politician cannot understand God's will.
只有当主耶稣基督来。
Only when Christ comes.
他所拣选、所喜悦的人。
Those he has chosen, those are pleasing to him.
他就乐意把他的旨意告诉他们。
Please reveal his will to them.
记住，
Remember,
我们要知道这一件非常不得了的事情。
We must come to understand this amazing truth.
今天讲到的重点，你若不重生，就不能进神的国。
If you are not born again, you can never enter the kingdom of God.
如果你不是从水和圣灵生的，你就不能进神的国。
If you are not born of the water and the spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
既然我们进了神的国，
Once we enter the kingdom of God,
我们就要祷告。
We must pray.
愿启示和智慧的灵住在我们里面。
We pray that may the spirit of truth and revelation.
叫我们更多的、更好的、渐渐的，以至于完全认得他。
So that we can come to know him better, even to completion.
我们今天有三个非常重要的东西。
I have three important points.
要持续。
We must be persistent.
我们因为听见了真理的道。
Once we heard the words of truth.
信了基督。
That we have come to believe.
我们就要持续的信任他。
We must.Continue to believe in him.
以至于我们持续的在他得救的恩典和应许里面。
So that we can continue to grow in his promise.
最后，
Finally,
我念一段圣经。
I want to read a scripture.
如果你有，也把它打开来。
Please turn to your Bible.
Oh, sorry, 这上面有我，忘记。最后，来，最后的圣经。注意啊，我刚刚写了倒数第几行，五至十六，这是三至十六了啊，是不是五至十六？来，这个上面有一说，信任和认识是完全不同的。我可以认识一个人，但未必我就信任他。
I can know a person doesn't mean I can trust him.
弟兄姊妹，我看我这里啊、哦，认识我的举手。
People who know me, raise your hand.
信任我的举手。
How many people can trust me?
啊。To know is different from to trust.
认识不一定就会信任。
认识可能是 one shot，
you might know the person，
就是握过一只手，
we shake hands，
喝过一点酒，
we drink together，
讲过两个话，
we have a conversation，
交换过 line， 摇过，这叫做认识。
That is knowing。
信，怎么样会信任一个人啊？
How do you come to trust somebody？
必须持续的，对不对？
You must be continuous。
要长时间的，长时间的，长时间的。
Generally has to be long term。
弟兄姊妹要注意。
My brothers and sisters。
神是昨日今日直到永远都不改变的。
Yahoo is the same yesterday, today and tomorrow。
他说魔鬼是说谎之人的父。
He said that Satan are the father of the of all life。
改变的都是我们。
We are constantly changing。
在他那里没有转动的影儿。
But yet in him there is no shadow of change。
所以记住，信心、爱神前面都要加上持续的。
That's why the love of Christ, to believe in Christ, got to be persistent.
Keep on going.
Keep on going.
Ongoing believing.
It is an ongoing process.
We might, 我们可以相信一个道理。
We can believe in a principle.
但是我们要相信任这个人， believe in a person.
But if you want to believe in or trust a person,
除了 trust 以外，圣经告诉我们，对着神的事情要 ongoing believing。
With the thing of God, it got to be ongoing。
记住这个事啊，以后你们就不会再问我了。
You will not ask me again。
是不是一次得救就永远得救啊
？That means once you are saved, you are always saved。
圣经没有讲这句话。
This is not in the Bible。
这都是陈腔滥调。
These are all religious teaching。
但是如果我这样念，看你懂不懂啊？
How would you understand if I say this to you?
一次得救是不是永远得救？
Once you are saved, you will always saved.
如果你一次信了真道，
If you believe in the truth once,
而且你持续的信任耶稣，
you continue to believe in him,
你就持续的在永生的应许里面。
You will be continually in the truth.
懂意思了啊？没什么一次得救永远得救，这什么都是乱讲一阵子。你要持续 continue ongoing basis。
You must continue to believe。
好，最后。
Finally。
三章十六节，很简单的一个圣经。
3:16。
弟兄念没有挂号的，姊妹念加上挂号。来，弟兄先。神爱世人。甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。好，姊妹把持续加上去。世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切持续信他的人不至灭亡，反而持续的得永生。懂意思了没有？今天如果懂了这个就对了。
If you can understand that, you know the truth.
好，最后。
Finally.
反过来念，姊妹先念，没有挂号的。约翰一书5:13。
我将这些话写给你们，信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有生。
哎，刚才这有没有翻英文啊？这个？
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
And then, let me read what I add on John 16. God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten son, for those who continue believing in him will continue receiving the promise of eternal life and will not be perished. 好， 约翰一书五章十三节，我们请弟兄念啊，跟我一起念，念完我们结束了。我将这些话写给你们持续信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们自己知道自己持续的有永生。有没有问题？有问题举手。如果你对着神的话有问题，你要举手。
你没有 question, raise your hand。
你如果持续的信任耶稣，
As you continue to believe in Jesus Christ,
你就持续的有永生的把握。
You will continuously have assurance of your salvation.
如果你不持续了，
If you do not continue,
你怎么会有持续的把握呢？
How can you have a continuous assurance?
求神赐给我们一个持续坚定的心。
May God give us a continuous persistent heart.
你要持续守住那些所交给你的信。
Now we persistently hold on to what we have been taught.
你就在耶稣基督里面持续的有份了。
So that we can continuously be in Him.
好，我们今天就分享到这里，我们简单祷告，谢谢主。主耶稣，我们感谢你，你的旨意高过人的败坏。
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that your word is greater than all our corruption.
你的目的比人更高。
Your purpose is higher than our understanding.
没有人能够拦阻你。
Nobody can stop you.
我们失败了。
Even though we fail.
但基督荣耀了你的名。
Jesus Christ continues to glorify your name.
今天我们在恩典和怜悯里面认得耶稣，并且信任耶稣。
So we thank you that we embrace and in mercy we can come to know Him and trust in Him.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
赐我们一个圣灵。
Give us the Holy Spirit.
赐我们一个持续坚定的心。
Give us a heart that will persistently.
好叫我们知道。
So that we can know.
你这些话写给我们持续信奉主耶稣基督的人。
For those who continue to trust in you.
叫我们自己持续知道我们有永生。
So that we can have a continuous assurance that you we have life.
荣耀持续的归给神。
May glory continue to be in you. To you.
愿你看顾我们，看顾教会。荣耀都归给你。
May we glorify your name.
谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank you and glorify you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天就讲到这里了。